Have you ever found yourself gazing out at the open water, maybe imagining a life of ultimate luxury, and then perhaps wondering what that truly costs? What does it really take to own, or even just see, a floating palace that's not just a boat, but this, staggering feat of engineering, security, and just absolute opulence? Well, today we're setting sail into the pretty fascinating world of the top 15 most expensive superyachts in the world ever sold as of 2025.
Sounds good.
Our mission on this deep dive isn't just to, well, gawk at the incredible price tags, though we'll probably do a bit of that too.
Hard not to.
Exactly. We're going to unpack what makes these vessels so valuable, who owns them, and the often surprising trends shaping this really elite market. So if you've ever wondered what goes into a multi-billion-dollar floating palace and maybe what it says about the world of ultra-high net worth individuals, then you're in for some truly illuminating details today.
Indeed. And I think beyond the sheer opulence, what's truly captivating, for me anyway, are the incredible feats of engineering, the groundbreaking design, and the often quite secretive technology that goes into these magnificent creations. It's really a testament to human ingenuity when, pushed by truly limitless budgets.
Limitless is the word.
And it often reveals quite a lot about the world these individuals navigate.
Okay, let's unpack this then. Let's jump straight into the deep end with the undisputed champion, the History Supreme.
Ah, yes.
This superyacht comes in at a truly astonishing $4.8 billion. Billion. With a B. That's a figure that just, it almost defies comprehension. How on earth does a yacht cost that much?
Well, it's utterly unique. Our sources tell us this 30-meter vessel, which took about 3 years to complete, is crafted from an astonishing 100,000 kilograms of solid gold and platinum.
100,000 kilos
Yeah.
of gold and
That's
platinum.
right. We're talking about the base of the boat, the dining
Whoa.
area, the anchor, the deck, the rail, even the staircases, all literally, steeped in these precious metals.
So a vessel truly made of solid gold then?
Wow.
As I was researching for this deep dive, one detail truly caught my eye about the History Supreme's interior.
Oh, yeah.
Our sources mention the sleeping quarters feature walls made from meteoric stone. Okay, interesting.
Right.
But then it goes even further. Genuine T-Rex dinosaur bone shavings. Can you elaborate on that level of bespoke, almost unimaginable craftsmanship?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. Stuart Hughes, the creator, confirmed those incredible interior materials.
Incredible is the word.
At this level, it's not just about luxury. It's about owning a truly singular art piece. It's this blend of geology, paleontology, and an extreme, almost, conceptual level of wealth and bespoke craftsmanship. Imagine the conversation piece alone.
Astonishing. So one minute you're sailing the high seas, the next you're sleeping next to a dinosaur. That's certainly a unique bedtime story.
You could say that.
And speaking of incredible engineering, let's shift our focus to number two, the Eclipse, coming in at a cool $1.5 billion.
Still a huge number.
Absolutely. Owned by Roman Abramovich and built by Blohm plus Voss, this yacht once held the title of the longest and most expensive private yacht when it launched back in 2010.
And what's truly fascinating here, I think, is the level of perceived threat that requires such advanced defense systems on a private vessel.
Yeah, what do they got?
The Eclipse boasts a missile detection system, self-defense systems, and even missile launchers.
Missile launchers on a yacht.
That tells you a lot about the world some of these owners inhabit, where personal security becomes, a paramount design consideration.
It certainly does. Beyond the defense, though, the amenities are just mind-boggling. 24 guest cabins, two swimming pools, hot tubs, three launch boats, a mini submarine for, undersea
Right,
excursions,
I have a sub.
even a disco hall. It makes me wonder, is there a line where everything for entertainment becomes too much, or are these owners constantly seeking new levels of onboard experience?
That's an interesting question. I think for this segment of the market, the goal isn't just luxury. It's about unparalleled choice and self-sufficiency. This really highlights the concept of creating a truly isolated, self-contained world for those on board.
Like a floating bubble.
Exactly. If you can have every possible amenity and experience right at your fingertips without ever having to step foot on shore, then that becomes the ultimate expression of freedom and control for the ultra wealthy.
Makes sense. Okay, our third entry, Dilbar. Commissioned by Alisher Usmanov and named after his mother, another stunner from the famous Lursen shipyard, this one comes in at $880 million and measures 500 feet long.
Another giant. This vessel offers pure luxury, really. Two helipads.
Two?
Yep, two helipads, a 25-meter pool, a cinema, a spa, gym, nightclub. The interiors, as you expect, adorned with natural wood, marble, gold.
Dorks?
Pretty much. It's a testament to bespoke design and, well, those limitless budgets again. Truly a floating five-star resort.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though, and connects to what you said earlier about the world they navigate.
Okay.
We've seen that the superyacht market isn't immune to global events. Dilbar was briefly seized as part of sanctions against Russia, right?
Right, it was.
And then, after a court challenge, Usmanov got it back, and it subsequently went on the market in late 2023 for $800 million.
Mm-hmm.
It just highlights how these assets are not just static symbols of wealth, they're caught up in world affairs.
Absolutely. This connects directly to the broader picture of asset seizures and how quickly ownership and market status can shift among the ultra-wealthy, especially in response to geopolitical circumstances.
Yeah.
It doesn't just show the fluidity of these assets, but it also raises some pretty significant questions about the changing landscape for insuring and financing such high-value, sometimes politically sensitive, possessions.
That's a really good point, the risk factor.
Exactly. It makes you wonder how future buyers and the institutions supporting them will navigate this new layer of risk.
That's a profound point about the evolving risk landscape. Okay, now that we've seen some of the most expensive beasts, let's zoom in a bit on what makes them so special beyond just the precious metals. Part two, focusing on the incredible design and engineering. Kicking us off in this section is the $650 million Azam. Now, this superyacht actually took the title of the world's largest from Eclipse, measuring an incredible 180 meters.
A real behemoth. And it's not just size. Azam is also one of the world's fastest superyachts. It was designed to be as fast as a Navy frigate using similar technology.
Seriously, like a warship?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It has different engines and modes, one for a sprint and another for long range, to achieve both incredible speed and efficiency, which is, you know, quite a challenging engineering feat for a vessel of this scale.
I'll bet. It can accommodate 36 guests and 80 crew, which is practically a small village in itself.
Mm.
While many of the interior details are kept under wraps, it's rumored to feature intricate wood furniture with mother-of-pearl detailing, along with a golf training room, gym, swimming pool.
Usual luxury, scaled up.
Exactly. So what does the secrecy around the interior, this under-wraps approach, tell us about privacy in the superyacht world?
Well, it's not just about a preference for privacy. I think for these owners, it often becomes an absolute operational philosophy.
Right.
I mean, imagine the level of public scrutiny and potential threats that necessitate creating these truly isolated, self-contained havens where every detail, even down to the interior decor, is a closely guarded secret.
Yeah.
It speaks volumes about the world some of these individuals inhabit and their desire for an almost impenetrable personal bubble.
An impenetrable bubble. Good way to put it. Next up, we have Sailing Yacht A, priced at $578 million.
Ah, this one's iconic.
It really is. This distinctive vessel, designed by the legendary Philippe Starck, is truly an architectural statement with its unique three large masts and that stunning hull. It's hard to mistake it for anything else on the water.
Absolutely. Its launch in 2017 was widely considered a triumph of design, really pushing the boundaries of what a sailing yacht could look like and be.
And the amenities.
Oh, it's packed. Pool, gym, jacuzzi, a beach club, a gorgeous water sports platform. It's as much a piece of art as it is a functional high-performance yacht.
But unfortunately, it too faced those geopolitical hurdles we talked about.
Right.
It was seized by Italian authorities in 2022 due to sanctions against Russian billionaire Andrei Melnichenko.
Yeah, again, it just reinforces that point about how global events can directly impact these incredible high-value assets. They're not immune.
Definitely not. Okay, then there's A plus A, formerly known as Topaz, at $527 million. Built in the same German shipyard as Azam, this luxury motor yacht measures an impressive 147 meters.
And it boasts features like zero-speed stabilizers, which are actually a crucial piece of tech.
How so?
Well, they keep the yacht perfectly level and stable, even when it's anchored or moving slowly in choppy waters. It ensures maximum comfort for everyone on board.
Got it. Comfort is key.
Absolutely. Beyond that, it has an on-deck jacuzzi, not one but two helicopter landing pads.
Two again.
A tender garage, swimming pool, cinema, fitness hall, and even a conference room. The sheer scale of the facilities available is pretty striking.
And the owner, Sheikh Mansour bin Zayed Al Nahyan, who also owns the investment company ADOG and Manchester City Football Club.
So it clearly connects the super yacht world to other high-profile ventures, global influence, and, you know, a diverse portfolio of interests held by these ultra-wealthy individuals.
Exactly. It's often part of a much bigger picture.
Now, a name everyone recognizes, Jeff Bezos. His yacht, Kourou, delivered in early 2023 for a reported $500 million. It's over 400 feet of elegant schooner design.
And its name, Kourou, is interesting. It comes from the Maori language, signifying new beginnings.
Uh-huh.
It's perhaps a subtle nod to personal philosophy from one of the world's most prominent figures, choosing a symbol of growth and positive change.
That is interesting. And what's really fascinating here, I think, is how Kourou highlights a growing trend. The yachting ecosystem.
How do you mean?
Well, it requires a unique support vessel, the Abiona, which apparently carries everything from additional staff and provisions to a helipad for discreet arrivals.
The shadow vessel, right.
So this isn't just about having an extra boat. It seems to be about a complete logistical infrastructure needed to run these mega yachts seamlessly, like private, self-sufficient compounds.
Exactly. It suggests that the yacht itself is just one part of an entire operational framework designed to facilitate the owner's lifestyle wherever they are in the world.
Right.
It ensures everything from logistics to additional personnel is handled with the same level of luxury and efficiency as the main vessel. It's truly an extension of their personal infrastructure and a move toward ultimate self-reliance on the seas.
Ultimate self-reliance. Okay, we've covered some truly immense vessels. Let's quickly highlight a few more examples of unique opulence and innovation from our list, maybe focusing on what these distinctive features tell us about the ultimate luxury experience.
You're right.
Some yachts, like Qatara, built by Lursen for Sheikh Hamad of Qatar, priced around $400 million, prioritize extreme privacy. Most of its decks are covered. What does that specific design choice suggest?
Well, it suggests that for some owners, the greatest luxury isn't necessarily outward display, but complete undisturbed sanctuary. It's about controlling one's environment and interactions on a level most of us can barely imagine, basically making the vessel an utterly private, personal island.
A personal island. Then there are vessels that really push the boundaries of onboard entertainment and self-sufficiency. Take Al Sayed, around $300 million, originally Project Sunflower, owned by the Sultan of Oman.
Yes.
It features an incredible concert room that can accommodate a 50-piece orchestra.
Wow, a full orchestra.
And Dubai, at $350 million, owned by Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, goes all out with a dining room for 90 guests, a 10-meter swimming pool, a squash court.
On a yacht.
And even a lobster tank.
Okay, the lobster tank is something else. This really shows the incredible diversity of vision, doesn't it?
It does.
These aren't just yachts. Yeah. They are floating extensions of the owner's passions and hobbies. The lobster tank on Dubai, for instance, highlights a desire for absolute freshness and maybe culinary self-sufficiency.
Right.
While the concert hall on Al Sayed speaks to a dedication to arts and culture, completely unbound by geographical location. It's about bringing entire experiences onto the water.
Bringing the world aboard. And then there's Super Yacht A, the motor yacht, also designed by Philippe Stark, owned by Andrei Melnichenko, around $323 million. It's known for its truly transformative interior.
How so?
With moving walls and guest cabins that convert into larger staterooms. What a brilliant example of design freedom and adaptability.
That truly highlights the designer's freedom, the freedom the owner gave him. The ability to reconfigure space on demand offers a level of flexibility that is, well, unprecedented in conventional architecture, let alone on a vessel.
Yeah.
It speaks to a desire for dynamic, adaptable spaces that can cater to various needs at a moment's notice.
Incredible stuff. Okay, other notable mentions. Lady Georgia recently sold for $352 million, known for its high-performance engine, good for global trips.
Speed and range, important factors.
Radiant, $320 million, which is apparently one of the most expensive private yacht charters, so you can actually rent a piece of this lifestyle if you have the cash.
A taste of ultra luxury, yeah. For a wider, albeit still very exclusive, clientele.
Serene. At $330 million, with a beauty salon and dance floor showing the breadth of amenities. And finally, Polaris, also around $300 million, which has seen upgrades like a second helipad and those zero-speed stabilizers, showing continuous investment even years after its initial build.
Right. They're often refitted and upgraded over time.
It all just goes to show how diverse the visions are for these floating palaces.
Absolutely.
So we've journeyed through these individual marvels, but what does this parade of opulence tell us about the broader landscape? Let's zoom out now to part three and examine the superyacht industry itself, its surprising resilience, and the fascinating trends shaping its future.
Okay. Well, the superyacht market was valued at around $10 billion in 2023. And despite what you might expect, given global events, it's incredibly robust.
$10 billion. And robust.
Very. It has a healthy compound annual growth rate, or CAGR, that's the steady year-over-year growth projected somewhere between 6.7% and 8.6%.
Wow.
And experts are predicting it will balloon to $18 billion, or potentially more, by 2032.
So despite significant global headwinds, pandemics, sanctions, economic wobbles, this market isn't just holding steady, it's projected to soar. That's quite a statement about the enduring appeal of these assets.
It is, especially when you consider the challenges it has faced.
Mm.
You mentioned COVID-19. That initially caused a decline in sales as potential buyers, you know, postponed purchases.
Yeah.
However, the market then swiftly bounced back. Superyachts, perhaps ironically, became attractive because they offered isolation and safety in luxurious conditions during a global health crisis.
The ultimate quarantine location.
Kind of, yeah. For many ultra-high net worth individuals, the ultimate luxury became a self-contained, secure bubble away from perceived global threats.
Okay, what other challenge?
Well, then came the Russian sanctions, which led to significant seizures of fortunes and yachts, given that many prominent buyers were Russian oligarchs. That definitely sent ripples through the market.
Right.
And finally, you have just general global economic chaos, central banks cutting interest rates, and even a slight decline noted in the overall number of billionaires worldwide. All things that you'd think might impact demand.
Yet the market continues to defy expectations. What makes it so resilient, even with these blows, particularly when we talk about, you know, a $10 million starting point for even a modest superyacht?
Exactly. The market continues to show resilience at basically every level. That modest $10 million entry point still caters to a growing pool of ultra-high net worth individuals who might be new to yachting or perhaps prefer a smaller, more manageable vessel.
So there's depth to the market.
There is. This broad appeal across different price segments within the superyacht category allows for overall market strength. Recreational spending in general has shown significant growth across the board in that wealth bracket.
Fascinating. So what does the future hold for this incredibly resilient industry in 2025 and beyond? Let's talk about sustainability first, because these vessels are notoriously fuel-guzzling machines.
They certainly have that reputation, and often for good reason. However, sustainability is rapidly becoming a crucial consideration, not just a buzzword.
Really? Even at this level?
Yes. International CO2 standards are being agreed upon, which is pushing superyacht manufacturers, the shipyards, towards developing battery-powered, zero-emission, greener vehicles.
Okay.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, it shows how even the most exclusive industries are adapting to global environmental concerns. It reflects broader societal shifts and consumer pressures, even among the ultra-wealthy who might seem insulated.
That's genuinely interesting. Beyond green tech, what other innovations are we seeing coming down the pipeline?
Well, innovation is focused not just on fuel efficiency and sustainability, but also on making yachts even more luxurious naturally, but also increasingly autonomous.
Autonomous, like self-driving yachts.
Not entirely. Not yet, perhaps. But while the average superyacht requires a substantial crew, maybe 15 to 20 people, and the industry employs around 150,000 globally.
Right.
AI technology is beginning to augment these crews for tasks like navigation, docking, security systems.
Hmm.
This raises a pretty important question, I think. How will AI redefine the experience of privacy and service on board these vessels?
Yeah, that's a big one.
Will it lead to an even more personalized, discreet experience, or maybe shift the very nature of human interaction on these floating estates? It's something to watch.
Definitely something to watch. And bringing it back to demand, what about the growth of wealth itself as a market driver? Is that pool still expanding?
The continued growth of ultra-high net worth individuals globally is, of course, a key driver. That's fundamental.
Sure.
And the numbers back that up. As Fraser Yachts Marketing Insights for 2023 revealed, around 40% of charter customers, people renting these yachts, are actually new buyers.
40% new. Wow.
Yeah. This indicates a strong, sustained appetite and demand for superyachts. People are viewing them not just as a powerful status symbol, but as an ultimate source of unique experiences, unparalleled freedom, and, you know, self-contained enjoyment for themselves and their families.
Wow. We've taken a truly incredible journey today, haven't we?
We certainly have.
From the astonishing $4.8 billion history supreme with its T-Rex bone shavings.
Still can't quite get over that one.
Through military-grade security systems to massive 180-meter vessels and yachts with concert halls for 50-piece orchestras. We've seen that these aren't just boats. They're genuinely self-contained worlds of luxury, cutting-edge technology, and sometimes, yes, even dinosaur bones.
Uh-huh.
And the market itself shows this incredible resilience in the face of pretty significant global challenges.
It really does. These vessels truly represent the pinnacle of bespoke design, technological advancement, and an enduring symbol of wealth and status. Mm-hmm. And crucially, I think we've seen how this industry is constantly adapting to new challenges and demands, from geopolitical pressures to environmental concerns, always striving for that next level of exclusivity and innovation.
It really makes you wonder, doesn't it? Considering the accelerating drive for sustainability and the relentless rise of AI, what do you imagine the most expensive superyacht of, say, 2035 will look like?
Mm.
What completely new feature will define its ultimate luxury beyond anything we've even discussed today? Maybe it will be entirely self-sustaining, or perhaps capable of deep-sea exploration and unprecedented comfort, all powered by truly intelligent systems. What do you think?
It's a fascinating thought experiment, isn't it? The only constant here, it really seems, is boundless innovation and the unwavering pursuit of ultimate luxury, whatever form that takes next.
Well, keep exploring and observing how these trends unfold in the world around you. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
My pleasure.